Esta es la lección 28 de Pimsleur Inglés 2.
Listen to this conversation.
Susan, I'm going to the bank. I have to exchange some money.
Which bank are you going to?
The one on East 52nd Street.
Wait a minute, I'll go with you. I have to go into the city too.
Okay, but I'd like to leave soon if we can.
Listen again.
Susan, I'm going to the bank. I have to exchange some money.
Which bank are you going to?
The one on East 52nd Street.
Wait a minute, I'll go with you. I have to go into the city too.
Okay, but I'd like to leave soon if we can.
You're speaking with a colleague. Say,
discúlpeme.
Excuse me.
¿Dónde puedo cambiar dinero?
Where can I exchange money?
¿Sabe dónde puedo cambiar dinero?
Do you know where I can exchange money?
She says,
para cambiar dinero,
to exchange money. To exchange money.
Tiene que ir a la ciudad.
You have to go into the city. Into the city.
Vaya al banco.
Go to the bank. Go to the bank.
En la calle 52 Este.
On East 52nd Street.
Creo que es el número 70 de la calle 52 Este. Literalmente, creo es número 70, calle 52 Este.
I think it's number 70, East 52nd Street. Number 70, East 52nd Street.
Puede cambiar dinero allí.
You can exchange money there.
Say,
entonces, voy a la ciudad esta mañana.
Then I'm going into the city this morning.
Tengo que ir al banco.
I have to go to the bank.
Para cambiar un poco de dinero.
To exchange some money.
Your colleague asks,
¿va ahora mismo?
Listen and repeat.
Are you going right now? Right now. Now. Right. Are you going right now?
Pregúntele si va ahora mismo.
Are you going right now?
Say,
no, pero voy pronto.
No, but I am going soon.
Tengo que cambiar un poco de dinero hoy.
I have to exchange some money today.
Y ya son las 12 menos cuarto.
And it's 11:45 already. 11:45. It's already 11:45.
Voy a mediodía. A mediodía.
Listen and repeat.
At noon. Noon. At noon.
Try to say,
Voy a mediodía.
I'm going at noon.
Now, it's another day. A colleague asks you,
¿A qué hora es la reunión esta mañana?
At what time is the meeting this morning?
Say,
La reunión empieza.
The meeting starts.
Try to say,
En unos minutos.
In a few minutes. In a few minutes.
Empieza a las 11 menos cuarto.
It starts at 11:15.
No, espere.
No, wait.
Empieza a mediodía.
It starts at noon. It starts at noon.
Después de la reunión.
After the meeting.
Voy al banco.
I'm going to the bank.
She asks,
Entonces, ¿por qué no vamos juntos a la ciudad?
Then why don't we go into the city together?
Tengo que ir al banco también.
I have to go to the bank too.
Y quiero llevar estas cartas.
And I want to take these letters.
Al correo.
To the post office.
Luego, si todavía tenemos tiempo.
Then, if we still have time. If we still have time.
Me gustaría comprar un libro.
I'd like to buy a book. A book.
Now you and your colleague are in the city. She says,
Hay un buen restaurante.
There's a good restaurant.
No demasiado lejos de aquí.
Not too far from here.
¿Le gustaría almorzar ahí?
Would you like to have lunch there?
Tienen una carta de vinos muy buena. Carta de vinos.
Listen and repeat.
Wine list. List. Wine list.
She says,
Tienen una carta de vinos muy buena.
They have a very good wine list.
Say,
Lo siento, pero hoy no tengo tiempo.
I'm sorry, but today I don't have time.
Tengo otra reunión.
I have another meeting.
A las 3:45.
At 3:15.
A friend of yours is going on a trip. Ask her if she's going on vacation.
Are you going on vacation?
Usando
not.
Trate de decir no, desgraciadamente no.
No, unfortunately not. No, unfortunately not.
Voy a Boston.
I'm going to Boston.
Para ver a algunos colegas.
To see some colleagues.
Ask when she's leaving.
When are you leaving?
She answers,
Mañana en la mañana.
Tomorrow morning.
Salgo para Boston mañana en la mañana.
I'm leaving for Boston tomorrow morning. I'm leaving for Boston tomorrow morning.
Y me quedo hasta el viernes.
And I'm staying until Friday.
Try to say,
Prefiero regresar más pronto.
I'd rather come back sooner. Sooner. I'd rather come back sooner.
Pero tengo mucho que hacer allí.
But I have a lot to do there.
She asks,
¿Ha estado en Boston alguna vez?
Have you ever been to Boston?
Conteste brevemente que sí.
Yes, I have.
Say that people in Boston drive fast.
People in Boston drive fast.
Say,
Manejan más rápido que yo.
They drive faster than I do.
Boston tiene muchos restaurantes buenos también.
Boston has a lot of good restaurants, too.
El pasado enero.
Last January.
Fui a la
Parker House.
I went to the Parker House. The Parker House.
Tienen una carta de vinos muy buena.
They have a very good wine list. They have a very good wine list.
¿Cómo está el tiempo en Boston ahora?
How's the weather in Boston now?
She answers,
Ahora mismo está muy agradable.
Right now it's very nice. Right now it's very nice.
Tengo mucho que hacer en Boston.
I have a lot to do in Boston.
Tengo una reunión el miércoles. Use el número.
I have one meeting on Wednesday.
Y otra el jueves en la mañana.
And another one Thursday morning.
El jueves en la noche. Durante toda la lección, use la palabra más específica.
Thursday evening. Thursday evening.
Voy a visitar a algunos amigos.
I'm going to visit some friends.
Ask your friend how she's going to Boston.
How are you going to Boston?
¿Va a manejar?
Are you going to drive?
¿O a volar?
Listen and repeat.
Or fly. To fly. Fly. Drive or fly.
Ask.
¿Va a manejar o a volar? Literalmente, o volar.
Are you going to drive or fly? Are you going to drive or fly?
Voy a tomar el tren.
Listen and repeat.
I'm going to take the train. 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 I'm going to take the train.
Try to say,
voy a Boston en tren.
I'm going to Boston by train. By train.
Try to say,
me gusta viajar en tren.
I like to travel by train.
No quiero manejar.
I don't want to drive.
Y no quiero volar.
And I don't want to fly. I don't want to fly.
¿Se acuerda cómo se dice viajar es caro?
Traveling is expensive.
Now try to say,
volar es más rápido.
Flying is faster. Flying is faster.
Pero eso no importa.
But that doesn't matter.
Try to say,
si viajo en tren.
If I travel by train. If I travel by train.
Puedo leer un libro.
I can read a book.
Y puedo escribir unas cartas.
And I can write a few letters.
Ask.
¿Regresa en tren también?
Are you coming back by train too?
No, vuelo de regreso.
Listen and repeat.
No, I'm flying back. Back. Flying. I'm flying back.
Diga que vuela de regreso.
I'm flying back.
She says,
vuelo de regreso a mediodía.
I'm flying back at noon. I'm flying back at noon.
El viernes, no tomo el tren.
On Friday, I'm not taking the train. I'm not taking the train.
¿Por qué es más rápido volar?
Because flying is faster. Flying is faster.
El viernes en la noche.
Friday evening. Friday evening.
Voy a un concierto.
I'm going to a concert.
Empieza a las 8:15.
It starts at 7:45.
Ask.
¿Le gusta volar?
Do you like to fly? Do you like to fly?
Try to say.
No mucho. Literalmente, no muy mucho.
Not very much. Not very much.
Pero eso no importa.
But that doesn't matter.
Vuelo de regreso al mediodía.
I'm flying back at noon.
Say.
Pues, buen viaje.
Well, have a good trip.
Ahora, suponga que usted es una mujer mexicana que acaba de regresar de un viaje. Lo comenta con un amigo. Diga. La semana pasada fui a Boston.
Last week I went to Boston.
Fui a dos reuniones.
I went to two meetings. Two meetings.
Y vi a algunos amigos.
And I saw some friends.
Se llaman Mary y Peter Johnson.
Their names are Mary and Peter Johnson.
No creo que los conozca.
I don't think you know them. I don't think you know them.
El miércoles en la noche.
Wednesday evening.
Comí en la casa Parker.
I ate at the Parker house. The Parker house.
Tienen una carta de vinos muy buena.
They have a very good wine list.
El jueves en la noche, comí en un restaurante mexicano.
Thursday evening, I ate at a Mexican restaurant.
Con mis amigos.
With my friends.
Hablamos en español con el mesero.
We spoke Spanish with the waiter.
How does he ask if both your friends speak Spanish?
Do both your friends speak Spanish? Do both your friends speak Spanish?
Say,
sí, pero ella habla mejor que él.
Yes, but she speaks better than he does.
Pregúntele al amigo si ha estado en Boston alguna vez.
Have you ever been to Boston?
He answers,
No, desgraciadamente no.
No, unfortunately not. Unfortunately not.
Ahora mire su reloj. Diga, ya es mediodía.
It's noon already. It's already noon.
Tengo que irme ahora mismo.
I have to leave right now. I have to leave right now.
Try to say,
Voy a la casa de mi hija.
I'm going to my daughter's place. My daughter's place.
Para darle un libro.
To give her a book. To give her a book.
Compré un libro para ella en Boston.
I bought a book for her in Boston.
Nos vemos.
See you later.
Ahora pasemos a la lección de lectura. Si la quiere hacer ahora, saque su libreta de lectura y ábrala en la página para la lección 28. Lea el número 1 en voz alta.
Good grief.
2.
He's the CFO, Chief Financial Officer.
Tres.
His dog is vicious.
Se puede usar O-U-S a sí mismo como terminación. La O es muda. Intente el número 4.
That's hazardous waste. Hazardous.
5.
The applause was thunderous. Thunderous.
Intente el número 6. En la última palabra, se pone énfasis en la segunda sílaba.
Don't be ridiculous. Ridiculous.
7.
The mixture was too viscous. Mixture.
Como T-U-R-E, S-U-R-E también se pronuncia de otra manera que lo esperado. Lea el número 8 después del lector.
Did you measure it? Measure.
Intente el número 9.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
10.
He found the treasure.
Una S también suena como
sh
en la combinación S I O N. Se pronuncia
Jean.
Intente el número 11.
He has a clear vision. Vision.
12.
Is this the last version?
Este es el final de la lección 28.